Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Welcome to the USA Audio Network. This show is titled Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. Set your watch to it. He never misses. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He pushes the buttons. He flips the switches. He spins the dials, making sure that we're on the air. My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I'm afforded this awesome opportunity to broadcast on all of these great USA Audio Network radio stations. My home office, or my home studio, well, it's really not my home studio. I'm broadcasting currently from the state-of-the-art, full-power radio studio in my home state of the, well, almost communist state of Connecticut. You want to find out more about me, you can go online, leelsie.com. Email me, leelsieradio@gmail.com. Now, let's start with a topic that strikes at the very heart of our democratic values. The disappointment we feel when elected leaders resort to lies and deception in order to retain or increase their powers. I believe with all my heart in the principle of honesty, integrity, and accountability. The foundation of any successful democracy is built upon the trust between we the people and the elected leaders, the representatives of those people. When leaders betray that trust, the consequences are far-reaching and detrimental. They undermine the very fabric of our society, eroding faith, the faith we place in our institutions, and they sow the seeds of cynicism. Even the smallest of lies, even the little white lies, can snowball when fortified with malicious intent. History has taught us a painful lesson about the consequences of leaders who deceive their constituents. One such example is Watergate. That scandal unfolded in the 70s. Nixon, his administration, resorted to lies, cover-ups. They concealed their involvement in illegal activities. This breach of trust not only led to Nixon's resignation, but it also left an indelible mark on our nation's conscience. Bush, his administration, weapons of mass destruction. They were never found. The consequences were disastrous. Led us on this road to war and the military-industrial complex being fed. Of course, let us not forget the lies told by President Bill Clinton.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false.
These examples illustrate the profound dangers of an insulated government that believes it can act with complete impunity. When leaders lie to protect their positions or advance their agendas, they manipulate the democratic process and obstruct the will, again, of we the people. This behavior not only undermines the credibility of our leadership, but also undermines the legitimacy of these institutions that we've built. A government that feels untouchable loses sight of the needs and aspirations of us citizens. Instead of focusing on the common good, the only way America prospers is with limited government the rule of law and individual liberty. Now, the censoring of Adam Schiff. Small potatoes in the grand scheme of things, but maybe a start. Adam Schiff, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, spread falsehoods and misinformation for political gain over and over and over again. He, along with the cronies, with Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, you saw Rosa DeLauro in a purple hair chanting, shame, shame. Well, the shame should be on all of you. His repeated claims that he had seen much more than circumstantial evidence of the collusion between Trump, the Trump campaign, and Russia during the 2016 presidential election, Schiff made these assertions over and over and over again on numerous media platforms, lying straight to your face, America, suggesting he possessed some kind of concrete evidence of collusion. He did not. And the rest of those that I mentioned, Pelosi, Schumer, and others who jumped on the bandwagon, they also did not have that evidence that they claimed to have. They lied. Special Counsel Mueller conducted his investigation. He found no evidence. None. In fact, the Mueller report explicitly stated that they did not establish any criminal conspiracy or coordinate between the Trump campaign and Russia. None. Yet Schiff continued. Damning evidence turned out to be baseless, misleading, serious concerns about his commitment to the truth and fairness. Again, he lied. During the impeachment trial, Schiff delivered a dramatic opening statement in which he fabricated elements of a phone call between Trump and the Ukrainian president. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a liar. He's a liar. And this happened.
This vote, the yeas are 213 and the nays are 209. With six answering present, the resolution adopted. Without objection, the motion to consider is laid on the table. House will be in order. Will Representative Schiff present himself in the well? That the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California, for misleading the American public, and for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives, that Representative Adam Schiff will be forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure. That Representative Adam Schiff will be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. And that the Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
The people that were yelling and screaming and making the most noise were all Democrats surrounding the Speaker during this. They should be ashamed of themselves. They were talking about or yelling shame when it's Schiff and the rest of them that should be ashamed of themselves for the way that they act.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Calling out these politicians for their lies. We value the principles of transparency and the principles of accountability. And we must understand that without them, we risk descending into tyranny. Elected officials must be responsible for their actions. And we must demand the truth from them. Hold them accountable. When they fall short of these standards, kick them out. They can make mistakes on policy. They can make a wrong decision on something. They cannot lie to us. When they lie to us, they've got to go. They've got to go. And one final thought before we run out of time. This is not something that is party-centric. This goes for everyone who serves in some capacity, whether it's dog catcher in your own town, or senator from your own state, or president for that matter. The most important thing, the one trait that you must have to serve, is character. Without it, you're useless.
You're nothing more than a treacherous snake in the grass. And people, politicians like Pelosi, like Schumer, like 50 Shift, they're opportunists. You can throw the clown prince, President Biden, into that mix as well. Whatever way the wind is blowing, you know, they'll lick their finger, put it up in the air and see, and that's how they'll make their next decision or give their next speech. That's not leadership. There's no accountability there. We're not holding them responsible for their actions, and we need to start doing that. I have been preaching this forever. So you ask, well, Lee, how do you do it? Vote them out. Vote them out. Someone lies to you, get rid of them. Whatever station you're listening to me on across this entire country, there are so many great stations on this network, and each one of you have your own individual elections. If you know that someone, even if it is your dog catcher, lied to you, then you need to be vigilant, like a wild person, to make sure those folks don't stay in office. And if that means you have to run to make sure they're out, run. Because unless we can change this thing, meaning the government, whether it's local government, state government, national government, unless as a collective we can change it brick by brick by getting rid of the bad element, we're always going to be spinning our wheels, having these discussions about unscrupulous, characterless people. And that is the definition of shifty shift. And I'm glad he's censored. Even though it's just a slap on the wrist, maybe it's a starting place. My name is Lee Elsie. Again, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure to hang out with you on these Friday nights on the great USA Radio Network. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open-space green pastures right here in the USA, and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more.
Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. You may have missed this story. Have you heard about the four young kids found in unsanitary conditions in a South Boston apartment complex?
And you might say to yourself, well, what do you want to talk about that for? I mean, sounds like a terrible story, but what's the news with that? Well, public officials in Massachusetts are expressing their disgust after four young children were found to be living in squalid conditions at a South Boston apartment. First responders were called in to an apartment in the Mary Ellen McCormick complex on Saturday night after receiving a report that someone had suffered a cardiac arrest.
So, according to authorities, the children, all under the age of 10, were found in an apartment with sex toys, drugs, alcohol, and, whoa, six cross-dressing men. Several adults in the apartment were also accused of hiding the kids in the back room. So, according to the incident report, there were extreme unsanitary conditions in this apartment unit. And all of the people were uncooperative with the fire department and the police department. I wonder why that was. Six cross-dressing men living in a disgusting pigsty. Somehow have four kids. Now, were they kids of one of the residents? Were they random children? Were they family members?
Were they part of some underground sex ring, sex trade, sex slaves?
So once again, you've got four kids, six cross-dressers, and why are we calling them cross-dressers? I thought they were transgenders. That narrative doesn't fit this story. But living in squalor, in disgust, a pigsty. Okay, let's be
PC, six cross-dressers, sex toys, drugs, paraphernalia, alcohol. How about that? What's the matter, woke companies? This isn't a great opportunity? Maybe go interview these six cross-dressers? Might be a great opportunity for some product placement. Baby wipes, or, I don't know, maybe Pepsi wants to get in on the act. Come on, man. Your woke credit score will go through the roof. How about Bic razors? That would go over big time in the cross-dressing community. For God's sakes, you know they need their Bic razors.
No, nobody wants to jump on board with these six cross-dressers, give them a big fat contract to be their spokespeople. Imagine if it was six priests. How would that go over? Six clergy members with four kids under the age of 10. Sex toys, drugs, and alcohol.
How would the media treat that? Although we are living in a world that's very forgiving of any type of sexualization of kids. Maybe this is finally the time when priests can actually get absolved of their sins. Chances are that story would go national if it were priests with cocaine and a sex swing and whatever else they had in that apartment living in squalor. CNN might actually have picked that story up. And again, the significance of using the term cross-dressers in some of these stories, is that to lighten the impact? So transgenders, that can't be associated with this story because this is very negative, this story. So let's throw in cross-dressers because that's a little less offensive. Cross-dressing men.
So there is a report. I'd like to play it. It's only a couple minutes long, but it's from a television station, ABC television station in Boston.
Responders were called here to these apartments on Saturday for an apparent cardiac arrest. When they got here, they discovered someone had died and also found that several people were hiding children in a back room. Tonight, four children less than 10 years old are in DCF custody after authorities and public officials say they were found in an apartment with six cross-dressing men, sex toys, drugs, and alcohol. Firefighters discovered them after one of those adults died at the apartment.
So let me just jump in for a second. Can you picture the scene? Six disgusting cross-dressing men. The stench in that apartment must have been foul.
Kids running around with dirty diapers on, men getting it on in the corner, sex devices being used, cocaine, blow, heroin, all being used as these kids are running around in this filthy apartment. And a dead guy in the back room. And nobody says boo. No major network covers it. That is the world we're living in. I just wanted to point that out, that story out. Check it out for yourself. Go look for it online. I got to take a quick break. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now!
USA News Update.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the integrity of the Justice Department amid accusations Hunter Biden was given preferential treatment in his tax and gun case.
Mr. Weiss had, in fact, more authority than the special counsel would have to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
The president's son recently agreed to plead guilty to a pair of tax-related misdemeanors and avoid jail time. A former IRS employee, however, told the House Ways and Means Committee the agency recommended additional felony tax charges against Biden, but the DOJ slow-walked the case. Existing home prices are seeing the biggest year-over-year drop in over a decade.
The median price last month was just over $396,000. That's a drop of a little more than 3% compared to a year ago, the biggest decline seen since December of 2011.
The Cubs and Cardinals play in the London series. It all begins tomorrow. Dave Collins.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Our next guest, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. 40-plus years of military expertise, including cybersecurity and terrorism, anti-terrorism. And we get a chance to talk with him each and every week on my morning show here in Connecticut. I like to bring him on the national stage as well. Stephen, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Let's start with how you doing, Stephen.
I am doing well, Lee. It's good to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
I want to focus in on something that happened here in Connecticut, but it's pertinent to the entire country. Recently, we had this huge fire, truck crash. Truck was a gasoline tanker truck. And it crashed on what we have here in Connecticut, what's called the Gold Star Bridge, which is a big, giant bridge that spans over this river. And it is the main artery between Boston and New York. And the truck blew up, and the person unfortunately died. But the fire on the bridge was horrific, and everyone thought it was a terror attack. And even though I'm broadcasting from a sleepy little town here in Connecticut, within 10 miles from where I am, there are multiple potential terror targets, including Millstone Nuclear Power Plant, the Coast Guard Academy, the sub base, Electric Boat, where they build submarines. Are there still people in this country who keep a keen lookout for potential terror targets?
They do, and it encompasses a lot of people. Obviously, at the federal level, they look at infrastructure targets all over America, particularly infrastructure targets that would have effect on other targets, like some of the facilities you mentioned. Obviously, terrorists want to get as much bang for the buck as they can. So if they can hit a target, like when they attacked New York, it wasn't just the World Trade Centers because it was a big target to hit. It was designed to send a message. It was against capitalism and America and all of the things that our system represents that radical Islamists hate. So there's always multiple layers of terrorist target selection. So the feds look at all that. That's primarily the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, anti-terrorist folks, and to an extent, DOD and the CIA and those people look at it, even though we don't operate domestically, we're, looking at what bad guys might be trying to reach in and touch it. On top of that, you have at the state level, there's a ton, every state has Homeland Security entities now that take even a deeper dive and try and identify targets for the feds that the feds might miss because they're not as aware of what's in that location. They don't know about the ties, that sort of thing. So it's a multi-layer task force usually, and sometimes just for one state, sometimes for a multi-state area. And it goes down below the state to the county and local levels of law enforcement and public safety as well. So long answer to say yes. There's a lot of people looking at that stuff. They consider it all the time. I remember being in a meeting at the federal level, and somebody ran in and said, "My God, we just had a big outbreak of hoof and mouth disease at a herd of cattle right on the Canadian border." And obviously, the people who worry about public health are concerned about that. The commerce people get worried about it.
Right.
But because it was a potential that someone had deliberately tried to affect the American food supply by such an attack, if it was done intentionally and not just a natural occurrence of a disease process like that, we immediately started thinking, could this be a terror event? If so, what are the ramifications? What steps do we need to take to counter it? And by the time we got done with our meeting, it came in and said, oh, no, the, the vets have confirmed this is naturally occurring. We, you know, I don't know how they did all that, but we ruled out terrorism. So when something happens, when there's an accident, when there's, you know, some sort of mishap, now the default assumption is, man, could this be terrorism?
Right.
Let's check into it. So, yeah, I mean, people should understand, despite all the craziness that's going on in the law enforcement community at the federal level, the vast majority of those folks are hard on their jobs. They're trying to do the right thing, and they do it very, very well.
So, like I said, even though it seems like the number of terror attacks on U.S. soil is down, even around the world, unless we're just not hearing about it, it seems like it's down. My mind immediately went to terror attack because it was a prime target. Are we seeing a significant lowering or lessening of terrorism in general around the country and around the world?
Well, you know, directly after 9/11, we had several incidents where people reported seeing folks taking pictures of places that, you know, are not exactly touristy sites.
Right.
You know, things that look suspicious. They reported it because everybody was on such heightened alerts. Despite everybody being very cognizant, you know, they didn't want to say, gosh, there's some swarthy guy walking by. It turns out to be Steve Bucci, not, you know, Ahmed somebody or other who was trying to do a terrorist event.
Right.
But it's despite that, we got lots of reports. The police and the feds all responded to them every time, and we stopped some events. We picked up people who, you know, were filling out dossiers, had piles of information about these things that were clearly, you know, being reconned as targets, and we stopped them. There's been other folks that we've, you know, stopped along the way. Some of them have been in the paper, the so-called copy machine printer cartridge terrorist who tried to infiltrate and blow up planes using things that just look like normal cargo. Richard Reed, the crazy shoe bomber guy.
Right.
You know, we've stopped these people several times, sometimes preemptively, sometimes in the act. Of late, I have not seen a lot of reports. So, you know, you think about every time some muttonhead runs a car into a crowd of people, the first thing is it another one of those terrorist events like we saw in Europe, like we saw in New York City? You know, we had the bombing attempt in Times Square that time. But to be honest with you, it's so hard for the bad guys to move around and do the kind of planning that they were able to pull off before 9/11 because the intel folks and law enforcement of every stripe are so on such heightened alert still that we sort of choked that one off.
Right.
I'm not saying be complacent, it'll never happen again. The bad guys continue to try. You know, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and their ilk are still out there. And we need to stay vigilant. But we've done pretty well in stopping it here in the domestic context. But again, as you say, every time something weird happens, you know, the truck in Philly that, you know, burned out a chunk of I-95.
Right.
Same idea as what you're talking about with your bridge. You know, our infrastructure is not as resilient as we'd like it to be. If you attack it advertently or inadvertently, it causes bad things. You know, remember we had a blackout on the East Coast a while back because some squirrel got in the transformer. Well, that happens all the time. It usually just puts out the lights in your neighborhood until they come and put some new fuses in. But in that one, it happened. It caused sort of cascading effects. And pretty soon, a major chunk of the eastern coast of the United States was in a blackout. So stuff can happen, either, you know, non-man-made or just a mistake. Some guy turns the wrong switch. And it has the same effect as a terrorist event. So we have to, you know, at least initially treat it that way and look into it and it eliminate that possibility if that's what the evidence leads us to. And that's kind of what we've done on most of these. But we still respond all the time when this happens, and we're looking for some other nuance in there, not just to eliminate it for that case, but because if it is, does have some sort of terrorist nexus, we start looking, okay, when's the next shoe going to drop? You know, these guys usually don't just do one thing and then go home and take a, you know, sabbatical for a year. They try and stack them up to have more effect. So we're on the watch for that all the time, Lee.
And that leads me to the second part of this question, which is, considering that the southern border now has become literally a sieve, and, you know, we've got at least 6 million people who have come across that southern border, a percentage of those have to be folks who want to do us harm. And from what I read and been hearing is a lot of these people coming across the southern border now, Stephen, are Chinese. I'm assuming we're just wide open to a whole new round or bevy of potential terror attacks.
Absolutely. And, you know, those of us who thought that the Biden administration's, you know, it's hard to even call it a policy other than in the negative sense of it's a policy to open the border. You know, that their security protocols are almost nil. They turned off the security that was in place during President Trump's administration. And, you know, we just can't have that.
Stephen, I'm sorry. I got to jump in. We're out of time. I always appreciate your time. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Follow him on Twitter, S. Bucci. It's a great follow. We got to run. We'll come right back. One more break. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
For the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you want, physical gold and silver, not stock market gold and silver, physical gold and silver that you can put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured, A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy. They'll buy the metals back for you if you ever decide to sell. And when you mention Wayne Alaroot, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. Call Goldgate Capital now. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you. And get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. What are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee L.C. Wayne. I'll be here in just a little bit, right after the top of the hour. Let me try to squeeze in one phone call. Let's go out to Long Island, where longtime listener Dan is waiting. Dan, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I wanted to defer to you a little bit because something that you said this morning, I believe it was you when you were saying that election day has now become like election week or election month or 10 days or what the heck is the deal with that, you know?
Yeah.
And it just occurred to me, you know, you've been on the air, you've been doing this quite a while, you know, analyzing it. It's your job. I mean, you're looking into it all the time. And I guess what I wanted to ask you, what your honest opinion about, you know, is this a lot of rhetoric? Because, you know, in political election cycles, everybody gets stirred up into this, like, rage, you know. That's what gets the vote out now. Not really concern or people thinking what's good for the country. It's just when people are furiously mad.
Right.
That seems to motivate the vote. And clearly that's happening because people are furious and the votes are off the charts, right? I mean, 80 million people voting, allegedly.
Supposedly.
Right? Do you think, like, if you had to say it was like 1 to 10, with like 1 being we're all at peace and everything is fine, like it was in the 50s, let's say, or fine in quotes, you know, and 10 being like total meltdown, yeah, like chaos in the streets, where do you think we are? I mean, is this like a DEFCON moment, or do you think that, like, you know, like we just talked about the national debt and you know, China and Russia, Ukraine, and our borders wide open, you know, and the FBI seems to be like this. I mean, Durham's talking about how it's kind of like this shadow government. I mean, I'm imposing my thought, my opinion over that too. Like, there's like an enlightened despot. Shadow governments are like running things behind the scenes that pick and choose who they're going to investigate, and they're picking and choosing winners. I mean, so do you think, like, in your opinion, when looking at it, do you think that this is like we are actually coming to an emergency level in the country on some of these items, or all of them maybe, or do you feel like it's just rhetoric being ramped up?
All right, so debt level, I would say we're at a 10. I would say at the FBI and law enforcement, as far as being an arm of whatever party's in control, I would say we're at a 10. I would say overall, I mean, I don't think we're there where we're ready to violently rebel. But I don't All right. think we're that far away. Maybe it's a waffling answer. I would put us at like a 7.5 on that scale of
like
1
overall.
To 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there are some areas where people seem like they're pretty happy with their day in and day out life, right? People have, for the most part, food on the table. There's a flat screen TV. But, I mean, there are some issues like immigration. We're out of 10. Homelessness. We're out of 10.
Right.
Drug addiction.
Right.
We're out of 10. So, yeah, there are a lot of 10s. More than I would have actually imagined before we started this conversation. But go home, you turn the TV on. If you avoid the news, you think everything's great, yeah. right?
Like, this is not a drill, right?
yeah.
Like, this is we're actually in trouble. And I was thinking about the unfairness, you know. And what I was thinking about was John Brown, who we know raided Harper's Ferry, right? And the guy hanged in like 1859 for raiding the armory, taking the arms in order to put down slavery. I mean, that's what he wanted. He was an extreme abolitionist, and he thought it was an emergency level. The government was splitting up over it. And the guy hanged like 2 years before the war started, right? Like, if he had waited 2 years, he'd have been a general, a war hero.
A hero, yeah.
Right? But instead he hung for it, right? So I'm wondering, I've always said, like, if it turns into like violence in the streets, I mean, you got to pick a side, you got to do something, right? I just don't want to be the one firing the first shot. Timing is everything, right?
Yeah. Does history rewrite the January 6th folks who are in jail right now as heroes? If we keep finding out more and more terrible pieces of information about our government and how they've manipulated things like voting, will you take up arms? So, Dan, if you're 60 years old and you find out all these terrible things are happening, corrupt things, are you joining up with a militia? Are you fighting back?
You know what? that's an interesting question, right? I mean, that is the question
right.
that it comes down to. It's like, right at this particular moment, I have to say, I have strong suspicions, not that the vote hasn't counted,
right.
but that there's massive fraud.
Dan, listen, I got to run. Great conversation. Good way to end the hour. But my question to everybody is, would you pledge your lives, your fortune, and your sacred honor when push comes to shove if we no longer can trust the people in Washington? Wayne Allen Root is next. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening to the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.